views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you raising your kids to believe they can create the life of their dreams? Are you living your life that way as well? Living an awakened life means more than just talking about it. Join host Debbie Pokornik on Vibrant, Powerful Moms as she shares practical tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests, all geared at helping you create and live an extraordinary life. It's time to stand firmly in your power and model the life you want for your kids to inherit. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. Now, I am absolutely honored to have an incredible woman by the name of Asia Andromeda with me on the show today. Asia is a multidimensional channel, intergalactic shaman, and metaphysical teacher. She specializes in helping people liberate themselves from the trappings of the false self and to powerfully activate innate potentials that positively transform the way they experience reality. She's the founder of Multidimensional You, which I have to tell you, I joined Multidimensional You in about November of last year, so 2019, and I participated in her winter solstice meditation. And since then, I'm like subscribed to her YouTube channel, I tune into her weekly vlogs, I listen to her bi-weekly podcast, Beyond Conscious, Becoming Multidimensional, which I absolutely love. I did the spring equinox, I'm signed up for the Earth Day. I mean, you could say that I have become a bit of an Asia junkie. and that's not an accident, I know. So I just want you to know that everything she says, it just feels so real and so fresh to me, not to mention enlightening. And it's quite literally music to my ears. So I know you are in for a real treat today. So today, Asia's here to talk to us about the huge shift in human consciousness that we're currently in. The old ways of doing things are deconstructing, making room for emergent life-sustaining ways of living. The children being born today have a higher consciousness and need different kinds of support and education. If we're able to meet them halfway, they have incredible wisdom and solutions to the problems of our time. Asia, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you so much, Debbie. It's just wonderful to be here with you and all of your listeners.
Well, I just can't wait to talk to you about this. I've been excited about this for a couple of weeks. So how about we start with having you share a little bit about how you got into this line of work?
Yeah, you bet. Well, and I'll just preface what I'm about to share with the concept that I can read a field. And so I was already getting instructions as a channel on what to share with your listeners based on where the majority of them find themselves at, what kind of concerns, you know, that are coming across their mind on a daily basis. And so where I've been guided to start is that as the mother of a young child, my daughter was 4 or 5 at the time, I found that I was increasingly motivated to really look at myself. Our children are these incredible mirrors for us. And I realized that there were some family patterns, maybe some limited belief systems that I had that I did not want to pass on to my daughter. She really was motivating me to be in my higher potentials. And my child motivated me like nothing else would. I think a lot of moms can relate to this, that we may not do it for ourselves, but we'll do it for our children because there is some deep, you know, almost primal motivation that we're hardwired to respond to. And so there was this kind of inner summons that started to work at me from when my daughter was a young age. And there was a moment that she and I shared, we were in the mall and we walked past a dress shop, and there was this beautiful fuchsia colored dress in the window. And I could tell that her, you know, her little 5-year-old mind was just captivated by this dress. And as the adult who, you know, oh, pink, give me a break, right? A little bit cynical already. I had to catch myself in that moment and return maybe to my own inner child and think, this is an opportunity to show my daughter that we can live in the moment, we can create joy for ourselves. And so I think, like many adults, I had already developed a little bit of a cynical edge and let go a lot of my childhood innocence and wonder and magic. And in that moment, I decided I was going to reclaim it, not really for myself, but for my daughter. And so we ended up going in, I tried it on, it fit me perfectly. And we have this just beautiful experience together. And so that was, I look back at that time now, my daughter's 13 and a half now.
Right.
And I think all moms know this, that we have a certain window of time to meet our children, not only halfway, but where they're at. And that is what's happening right now, is that we are being asked to return, go recover our inner child. This massive pandemic and deep disruption that we're all in is interestingly put us all in a similar position of having to sit at home with ourselves, with our families. And I think it's a really powerful time to reflect, what have I been doing? And is it really what I want to be doing? Does it feel good? Is it fun? Or does it feel like drudgery? And so that's what I went through, you know, over 10 years ago now. And I started these, they were like reflection points and choice points. And I realized that I really wanted to choose differently for myself. And that had come on the heels of a lot of what I call deconstruction. So my father had passed away unexpectedly. I had been hospitalized 3 times. One of them was for H1N1, the swine flu. Mm-hmm. And then my business at the time collapsed. And so I had really been reoriented towards, who am I? What am I doing here? What is life all about? And it initiated a whole sequence of really interesting multidimensional experiences that I would say from this perspective now, I wasn't really prepared for, because I wasn't involved in the metaphysical world. It wasn't my jam. I grew up Catholic, but you know, it was pretty much left at Sunday. And so my life began to shift in some really powerful ways where I was having multidimensional experiences. And I would say in this moment, what I can see clearly is that my father's death or transition was one bookend, and my daughter's arrival and development was this other bookend, right? Realizing kind of on one side, we don't have all the time in the world, right? These lives do come to an end, sometimes sooner than we think they will. And, you know, here we have this new life, new children, and what do we want to create for them? And what do we want them to experience? So this is what really kind of was defining this whole, I would say, last decade for myself. And I can go into more detail about the experiences, but that feels really important to connect with your listeners on. Children are just a natural motivator for our own self-development and self-healing.
Yes. Well, I know that my kids both helped to decide the trajectory for me completely, because I was in social work when I got pregnant with my first. And I changed from where I was heading, which was working with the aged, to, you know, how do I become the best parent I can possibly be? Because right now I really don't know how to do that. So I can certainly relate to that little piece of it. And I have to say, though, when you're talking about you weren't necessarily prepared for the shift because you weren't involved in that multidimensional piece and all of that. Well, I've been open to this stuff, I feel like, for a long time. And I think one of the reasons so much of what you share is so new and fresh to me is because it's, you know, to me anyway, it's like 5 steps beyond. You know, there's a lot of really big things that you're doing and you so fully embrace it. So kudos. I mean, whatever happened to awaken you to it really woke you up.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a continuing process. And, you know, while you're saying that, I'm realizing I didn't have a lot of preconceived notions. So I think a lot of what was able to come through me and my own identity evolution and my own expansion, awakening, remembering, right, whatever term you want to use, was not impinged upon it in any way by preconceived notions I had. I just didn't have any, except maybe, this is weird. Am I going crazy?
Well, I could definitely see that. So let's go back to when you were a child. Like, were you different? Did you feel different? Or this all just happened later?
Well, there definitely is an arc. There's a thread when I look back. So when I was a small child, I was always somehow, I always ended up with injured baby animals that I was healing. Mm. Animals would just naturally come up to me, confounding my parents, like deer in the forest, right? Not your average experience, right? Usually they're running away. I was also fearless. I would go on just walkabouts in my neighborhood at three and take the neighbor girl with me. and then, you know, by the time I was 14, 15, you could see a little bit of something atypical in terms of my passion around human rights. I established a human rights chapter in my high school. I was passionate about paleoanthropology and the study of human origins. And then by 19, I was making the joke that I must have gotten off on the intergalactic tramway because I don't know what this planet is and who these people are. I definitely felt like an outsider in relationship to the level of conflict and superficial concerns that, I mean, they felt superficial to me. I realized for people in their direct experience of them, they have meaning, but I just felt like I was always seeing something that other people weren't. So yeah, there was definitely a thread there, much like we see in today's, what I, you know, I would call them star kiddos. They are amazing old souls from various systems who are coming in sometimes with their full memory of where they're from. Right. So I work with different, we could think of them as just highly advanced civilizations, right? Mm-hmm. Humanity is not the only game in the multiverse. I'm sure that's not a shocker to many people, but most of us didn't, right? Most of us don't have a direct experience with that. So right. We have to just kind of go on conjecture. Well, all of that changed for me in 2015-16 when a group called the Arcturians reached out and began making contact with me telepathically. And so now on a regular basis, I'm in almost near constant contact with them, with groups out of the Pleiadian system, the Andromedan system, the Sirian of Sirius, that system, Antarian, Lyran, we could go on and on. Mm-hmm. So these kiddos are coming in and they know who they are. They know what kind of conflict they've lived through. Oftentimes they know what they're here to do. So whether or not they have an understanding or open-minded set of adults in their lives is going to determine a lot of their life experience in terms of self-acceptance or self-rejection. And a huge piece of my mission on the planet is to advocate for these children, whether they're 5 or 25, frankly. There is a huge group on the planet right now that really need us to move out of adulting, hierarchical, top-down, authoritative, I will tell you what to do, and back off of that now and consider, what if these were some of the most wise beings in the multiverse coming in to help humanity at this time? How would I treat my child if I saw them through those eyes? It's a very different orientation that I think most of us grew up in, right? Sit down, you're going to learn, versus what just came out this weekend through my field is that these children are advocating for a much less linear approach to education. And this isn't, you know, sit down for this hour, learn this, take a test. It becomes something much more expansive. What they're showing me right now is creating environments in which they are free to explore and express will yield incredible new advances for the human race. And so what they're essentially doing is bringing their innate wisdom forward in a way that will really benefit our civilization, whether we're talking about transportation. A lot of these kids are asking, when are we going to teleport here, right? That's just like mm-hmm. basic. to communication.
I can't wait for that one.
Right? Yeah. To communication, which is highly telepathic. We have a lot of kids, I would say, being labeled right now because we can't meet them where they're at. if you could telepath, you could telepath directly with them and learn a lot. In the same way that I think animal communicators are really making headway with mainstream now, helping people understand, look, you can communicate with your pet. You can have a telepathic, energetic exchange of information. And mm-hmm. so a lot of this is about we as adults being willing to be humble enough to realize that we might not actually be at the pinnacle of our human potential at this point in time, and that there's a lot more to go. And if we allow our children to maybe lead the way, it's going to benefit everyone on the planet.
You know, it's so interesting how in the last, I don't know, maybe 30 years, we've started talking about beliefs and, you know, how a lot of our beliefs hold us back. And that whole idea of respect your elder, just because, I mean, yes, we should all respect each other, but it's not about just respecting for the sake of that's what you're being told to do. We all need to work to have that mutual respect and to earn respect. And the idea that, you know, your child knows more than you do or might know more than you do on these certain things is foreign for a lot of people. And yet we've been talking about, you know, let's get rid of these limiting beliefs. Let's move beyond them. We have a lot of trouble when it comes to our kids, I think.
And absolutely, absolutely. And a huge reason why I'm being shown right now is because we, you know, I would encourage every listener right now to just take stock. How much fear do you hold about your child's future? And how much does fear actually drive your decisions about where they go to school,
right?
What kind of grades, if they're in a school that still is doing grades, right? I could talk at length about why that's not a good idea anymore.
I could too.
And their future, because here's the thing. The future that you think is going to exist, it doesn't exist.
Right.
The human population is changing so rapidly right now that much in the same way I've experienced, no guidance counselor could have advised me on my chosen profession. Right. Or I should say my profession chose me, right? It's part of my sole purpose on the planet.
Right.
So if we really start to look, take stock of the fear that actually drives us, take responsibility for releasing some of that, we're going to give our children a much more expansive experience and set of opportunities than when we're being driven by fear for their safety and security. Mm-hmm. Security is an inside job. And so no job, J-O-B, is going to provide security. You have inner security first, and then you can create whatever you want in this world. And these kids can create in ways that, frankly, I think most adults would find absolutely miraculous, because they're working in pre-matter states of consciousness. It's not the old heave-ho of mechanical heavy lifting in the physical. So us being really willing to flex and be open-minded and ask open-ended big questions and see mm-hmm. what our children, how they respond, and being willing absolutely to be the student is going to create a lot of new opportunities to advance. You know, it's not just the well-being of our children, which is really important. It's the advancement of the entire species and our civilization, which I think pretty much everybody can get on board with. It is possible to end war on this planet in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of these minor adjustments we have to make to accommodate this new level of consciousness coming through our children, rather than being motivated from the fear that they need to be able to be tough to be in this world. And so we end up actually passing along our distortions and densities and things that would compromise their ability to be free agents, truly autonomous and truly sovereign, out of fear, right? So really shifting that for ourselves, that's the big work.
Hmm. I'm just giving that a moment to settle for people, because there's so many pieces in there, you know, that whole fear, tuning into that fear and really allowing yourself to feel it and let it go. Let it move on through you, past you, rather than stuffing it down or passing it on to your child. That trust, that vulnerability, that really hearing your child and allowing them to talk in a way that might seem foreign to you, but can really really teach you something, lead you, help you to become the person you're meant to be, because right now you might be tuned out of that. So thank you, Asia. There's just so much there. I won't won't go into it all, but that is beautiful. So I'm wondering if some people might be listening to going, okay, well, what do you mean star child? You know, do we need to give them a little bit more on that?
Sure. I think the easiest way to think of this is your quintessential old soul. And there's a wisdom here that's being brought in from, let's say they have a lot of life experience, different embodiments in a star system that's living in a much more advanced way, enlightened way. There's no homicide, there's no conflict at the same levels. And there are a lot of volunteers. This is how I see many of the adults that I work with in my metaphysical coaching programs as just star seeds, who said, I will come in and think of the Intergalactic Peace Corps, and I will share this knowledge and healing from kind of the ground up. And that's certainly been my trajectory of realizing, wow, I have amazing healing abilities. I have amazing telepathic abilities. And this is all innate to who we are. And I would say everyone has these abilities. There are just some souls that are ascension specialists, or they just have a tremendous amount of experience built up. So don't let their little bodies fool you. We have a lot of masters on the planet right now. Now, that being said, we want to give them a childhood and not expect too much of them, give them their development as well and let them be children. But it's recognizing that there's a lot more going on there. One thing that's coming through right now is that these children, they know how to work with advanced consciousness. And so things that, by the time I was in my 20s, thought was kind of ridiculous. I had to humble myself and realize, wow, I was just trained in the skeptic program. I was arrogantly ignorant, I guess is the easiest way to say that. And so these children are really adept at working with crystal technology. So if you're wondering how do I support them? It's backing off on your fear, really trying to transmute that and transform it in real time, catch yourself. That's why a mindfulness practice is so helpful. Mm-hmm. And then giving them access to crystals and watching them put crystal grids together, giving them space to share, what they know from within their own, kind of their own feeling center. I've been amazed at some of the things my daughter has said, and even what she's channeled. If I'm not busy, trying to tell her what reality is.
Yes. Yes. Although I'd imagine with a mom like you, it can be a little bit of a different conversation than some of us. Certainly. And you talk about that quite a bit, I would say, on your different vlogs and pieces that you put out. So if people are finding this, they're listening and thinking, okay, there's so much there. I don't get it, but I know I want more. Be sure to check out Asia's stuff because she talks about it. And your daughter's having a very different education than I think what the bulk of our children are having today.
Yes, right? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Probably closest to unschooling, if people are familiar with that term. If you're not, go Google, look it up. It'll make your brain hurt because it's so different than what we know as schooling. So it takes a while to really get your head wrapped around what we're talking about. And then besides that, her spirit guides had her at 13 and a half, the day before she turned 13 and a half, pull out of what was even a very alternative school. So we've done it all. We've done private, high-end, an international baccalaureate, public, we've done unschooling. And then her guides came in and said, she is now in shaman school. So essentially what happened to me in my 30s of having my guides come in and say, whoa, you have some work here. You need to get on with it. It's happening for, I think, a lot of these kids at a much younger age. They're not going to go down the typical trajectory that we all went through. I think back to even in college and then certainly right after the loneliness I experienced, the separation, right? These kids aren't wired to live all of that out. They plan to keep themselves in community and in pods. And so her guides have been coming through in shaman school and helping her work with the elements of fire and earth. It's just a very, very different approach, very nonlinear approach to worldview. It's leaving the Cartesian worldview behind, and it's going much back into a very, very earth-focused, connected, and multidimensional experience of reality. One that is directly tied to the basic laws, right? Law of vibration, everything is energy, law mm-hmm. of attraction. And so we are creating all the time, whether we're conscious or not. And her form of education and what I see a lot of these children advocating for themselves is to claim that as the foundation of education that we are creating. I can't remember where this information came through recently, but it was new information to me. Quantum physicists, the observer affects the outcome. Those physicists studying this topic, their consciousness is actually being changed in real time because of some of the phenomena that they're beginning to interact with. So that's kind of a long-winded answer to the question of what, you know, the difference in education. I would say look to our mystery schools, ancient mystery schools, look to our indigenous traditions and rituals and ceremonies that largely, especially in the United States, were highly suppressed by the dominant culture that are beginning to make a comeback. This is the return to a holistic education.
Right. And we're rebalancing, which is what we need to do. So I think there'll be some people that get stuck just on the idea of, what do you mean, not a non-linear approach? But, you know, start small, open your mind and see where it takes you. So Asia, I just want to tell people how they can find out more about you. And then if we have time, we can do one more question. So you can find out more about Asia by going to her website at multidimensionalyou.com. Now that is the letter U, not the word U. So multidimensionalyou.com. And if you put a /meditation on that, you can sign up for her free daily grounding and clearing, which is a beautiful little process that you can use to clean up your energy, you know, the energy that you're bringing home, the energy that you're living in. And it's a nice little daily practice that you can use. Asia, thank you so much for coming on the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show and sharing your time, your wisdom, your lovely energy with us. I really, truly love what you're sharing with the world. And I want you to know how much I appreciate you and all that you do. It does not go unnoticed.
Thank you so much.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as we wrap up, I think that what's coming through right now for everyone is, as we are in deep disruption right now because of coronavirus, encouragement to not look at getting back to how things were, but how can we move forward, you as an individual, you and your family, you and your children, in ways that honor more of your authentic truth, that create more joy, that create more a feeling of freedom. Don't be afraid to radically change your life in order to pursue that. And when you do that, you'll be amazed at the magic.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is so much information out there now. There's people to help you, people like Asia that will help you with this if you're struggling. Because I'm sure there's people that are even listening, and myself included, I have no idea how to use mental telepathy. But at some point, I want to be able to talk to people that way. You know, so... yeah, I think we need to be able to let go of what we know right now and be willing to accept. So thank you again, Asia, and a big thank you to you, my listeners. I so appreciate you. I love you, and thank you for tuning in. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Asia Andromeda, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please share it with others to help spread the love. To find out more about Debbie, pick up free offers from the show, and listen to previous episodes, visit vibrantpowerfulmoms.com.